over the years, we've always run the bank holiday weekend. Normally, it was used to be a Saturday night, actually, Saturday evening, and then we moved to the Sunday. But in the last number of years, we've found it quite concerning and worrying for us as a committee to put 1,200-1,300 people out on the road on a Sunday afternoon with the amount of traffic that was in it. And the nature of our event is a community, so there's a lot of walkers, there's a lot of runners, there's families, there's you know, a lot of people out there, and we felt that we were putting people at risk to a point. So we sat down back during lockdown through Zoom meetings. We were talking about what we could do, and somebody brought up the idea, why don't go on the bank holiday Monday, which is a quieter time. There's less shops opened in the town on a bank holiday. And we moved it forward to 11 o'clock in the morning. That would be a trend that's happening nationally, even for any competition or any road races anymore. They're always held in the morning rather than the mid-afternoon on a weekend, because the mid-afternoons on a Saturday and Sunday are nearly a no-go at this stage. So we talked it over a few times, and we looked at all the pros and the cons for it, and then we had to liaise with the local Gardaí, and to be fair, they were quite acceptable to it, and they took it on board, and we talked about it, and we had a meeting with them, and they feel it would be a better option for them as well as for us as a committee, but for the whole community, it would be a better option to go Saturday or Monday morning, the bank holiday Monday at 11 o'clock. So that was our concerns, and those were the concerns we had, and this was the conclusion we came to. As I say, next 2022 will be the 25th running of the Northwest 10K. Before that, Rock Hill Army Barracks were running the race, and when it came to the end, there was a committee or a kind of a steering group that came together back then to run the race and started donating the money to the charities, and it's been an ongoing success ever since, and it's always increasing by numbers. So we were in that situation that for us as a committee to be putting so many people out on the road where there is, and naturally with traffic at the moment, there was a risk of something happening, and God forbid the day that would have happened, it would have been the end of the Northwest 10K and probably a whole lot of other races in the county. So, I think we made the right decision to move to the Monday, and we feel that it will be also beneficial to the participants and the families and the groups in Letterkenny, and the fact that the road will be safer for them.
And obviously next year, being the 25th year, you're going to mark that milestone with some key elements added to the race and added to the occasion, then.
We were talking about that at a committee meeting last night, and we had some plans, and we're meeting again in the next fortnight to tie up a few loose ends, as I say, and we will certainly be giving out a T-shirt plus a medallion for all participants or all finishers at next year's race. A commemorative medallion and a T-shirt, and you know, that first of all is just a given almost at this stage, but in terms of what we do, and we look back on the previous winners and the course record holders and things like that, and we would have aspirations of having some of those people there on the day, or maybe you know, around that weekend, if it was possible to have them there, things like that, and other things we talk about. I haven't been on this committee all the life period of the Northwest 10K, and I think on the present committee, there's only three people that have been there from day one. So there was a committee there that had the initiative and had the strength and the commitment to go ahead and do it, and we would be liking to have an honourable mention for those people as well around this next year and 20 thing. But there is plans afoot, and we just hold off on where we go until we get it all tidied up, and then we'll get a bit of a more, more concrete plan of action for May next year.
Yeah, and just finally then, there's just over 800,000 raised since 1997 for local charities. And obviously every year when it comes round, this was the core and the root as to why this was to set up to benefit as many people and as many committees as possible in the Northwest, Neil.
Absolutely, Oisin. The original committee, their plan was to generate income and to support local charities and local communities. And we always had a policy, and we still have a policy, that we don't take charities from outside our own community, our own county. And as well as that, every charity that we do take on board has to have a charitable status with revenue, so that it's a bona fide charity. There's no people just coming in chancing their arm, as they say, so to speak. But we've always had that, and 833,000, and it's probably a little bit more because of the virtual run this year. It's probably nearly up at 840,000. But anyway, and there's been a lot of charities. I think when we count them all up over that 25 or 24 years, there's something like 36 or 37 different organizations. Some charities would have been involved a few times over that period of time, but I think it's about 36 or 37 in total of different charities over the years that has benefited. And it's great to be involved in a committee that is their sole purpose. As I say, we provide the vehicle for the charities to go out there and help generate income for themselves and they work together. And over the years, some of the charities have been fantastic. Some of the charities have worked very hard. Some charities, okay, naturally may not have the manpower to put the full gambit behind it all. But at the same time, they work hard for those that are there. And it's always their reward at the end of the day. And we would be hoping to continue. And if you think about that in terms of figures, 25-year charity would, our event and charities goes well, we could be looking at 900,000 by the end of this time next year in terms of what we have raised. So therein lies the challenge. Therein lies the situation. We will be advertising for charities to apply for next year's proceeds. We have already given a commitment to the two charities that we had chosen for 2020. That we would be retaining them, so we would still be looking for other charities as well to apply, and we would interview and find out, get a few more charities to come on board and take it from there. So that's what we do, and that's what the event's about, really.